You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes. We'll be joined by Ian Welsh in just a few minutes, but as we get towards the later portion of the month, we always get an opportunity to talk about what's going on at the Sustainability Energy and Environment Committee in the city of Wausau. We're always very happy to welcome Christine Daniels to be part of the discussion. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And I know you are very excited. I'm very excited as well because we have a gentleman as well, Jordan Kaiser from Northwind Solar, who we were hoping to talk to about last month, but very happy that Jordan's able to come on by and talk as well. Jordan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about where should we start? Because actually, I want to start maybe with, if it's okay, Christine, we'll talk about specifics going on with Jordan and solar and everything else. But Jordan, I wanted to ask you a little bit about working in solar, because obviously you, as part of Northwind Solar, could you explain what Northwind Solar is? And let's start there. Then I don't want to ask you multiple questions at the same
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Yeah, Northwind Solar is a design and installation contractor based out of Amherst, Wisconsin. We've first opened our doors in 2007, so we've been installing solar power systems for homes and businesses for over 18 years at this point. We're also a worker-owned cooperative, so while we're a small company of about 36 people, about half of us are member owners of the company, which sort of democratizes how we do business and really gives everybody a voice within our company. And also incentivizes us to go the extra mile for our projects and our people. So really starting from initial consultations and conversations with myself and some of my sales and design colleagues, but through the design and installation and service of your system, your project's being led by owners of Northwind Solar. So again, we see that as a way to better serve our clientele and make us a more successful company.
We were talking before we went on the air, and you mentioned in that last answer, and you mentioned it as well in our discussion about the democratization of certain parts of our lives, and energy being one of those. And it sounds as though within your, I would call it mission statement, that is a big factor, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, we see the way we consume electricity these days through the usual utility model is that utilities are one of the only and maybe the only natural monopoly we experience in our lives, that being a ratepayer of a utility, not a customer, a ratepayer, you have one electrical line that comes into your home or your apartment or wherever it is you live, and you either choose to pay that bill every month and you keep your lights on, and if you don't, they shut you off. You don't really have a choice of where you're getting that electricity from. You don't have a choice of what you're going to pay for that electricity. Again, you pay the bill. If you don't, you're shut off. Installing solar for your home or business provides you a certain level of energy independence in that you can install solar. It's an appreciating investment, has an internal rate of return, reaches a point of cost recovery over time, and ultimately you'll pay less for the net cost of your solar power system than you will for the equivalent amount of energy you'll pay the utility over that time. So that's one way you provide yourself with an option or a choice of what you're going to pay for electricity. Not only are you paying less for solar power for your home or business, but you're also reducing and eliminating carbon emissions from how we generate electricity these days, whether that's by way of coal-fired power plants, natural gas, and what have you. So there's a lot of benefits to solar power and really making your mark, not only with saving money for your home, generating revenue, but also the impact you're making on our environment.
And Christine, we've talked in the past about how at the Good News Project that you've gone in this direction. And from what you've told me, that no regrets at all.
No regrets at all. No, we ended up adding that to our capital campaign a couple of years ago. And that's how I know Jordan, is through that whole process. And it was such a seamless process from beginning to end with how we were educated about it and how we were able to fundraise for it. And, you know, right up front, we were told about the different rebates that we could make use of during the process, all of which have come to fruition since the installation. And I'm always excited to say that we had a utility bill come in for 1 month at minus $1.65.
Not too bad.
I know.
And touching a little further on that, Christine mentioning how there's no regrets at all. I've been working in clean energy since about 2010. So I'm going on 15 plus years at this point. And of all the customers we've had over the year, hundreds and hundreds of customers, I've never had any regrets. We have nothing but happy customers. What I hear frequently, though, is that, A, the customer saying after the system's been completing, installed, and maybe they've generated electricity for a while, that they wish they've done this sooner. And B, they wish they would have installed more solar,
yeah,
or that they want to install more solar. It's a really fulfilling, really a piece of equipment or appliance for your home or business that, you know, you see little by little how much electricity you're generating. You see your bill at the end of the month or the pay period. And really, as the sun is shining, it brings a bigger smile to your face.
Would it be fair to say that many of the, I would call, misconceptions when it comes to alternative energy sources, and including solar energy, come from people that have not dealt with it?
Certainly. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of folks these days that like to be right instead of getting it right. A lot of folks are a contrarian for their own personal reasons and really have no knowledge to the technology or how it all works for a home or business. We certainly live in an interesting day and age. But what I will say is that our clientele is composed not only of say, left-leaning folks and eco-minded folks, environmentalists, if you will, but also folks that are on the more conservative side of the aisle, free market folks who, again, as mentioned earlier, like to decide how much they're going to pay for electricity, like the idea of energy independence, doing things on their own, the DIY folks, those free market folks who believe in doing things themselves and really saving money so they can do other things with it going forward. I'd say probably a good 40 to 45% of our clients are actually conservative-leaning folks. So this is one thing amongst many in our society that where we can't really agree on much. This is one thing that sort of spans that proverbial aisle and really appeals to the eco-minded folks as well as conservative-leaning folks.
We will have more with Jordan Kaiser and Christine Daniels in just over 20 minutes at about 7:52 this morning. So more solar power talk coming up in just a few minutes. Back to Pat Kreitlow, coming up after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes as we continue to talk solar energy this morning. Again, we're talking to Jordan Kaiser from Northwind Solar and Christine Daniels from the Wausau Sustainability Energy and Environment Committee. Let's connect the two hats that you're wearing here with the solar energy and the committee. Why is the committee involved in this?
Sure. So I actually joined the committee a little over a year ago. From the very beginning of my time in there, there had already been a solar task force that was basically commissioned by the mayor at the time to discover what it would take to put solar in various parts of the city. They landed on large solar array on the land next to water treatment facility. Basically, the study pretty much said that if they run the water treatment facility a little bit different, like right now, a lot of things are happening at night, but if they're doing it during the day and making use of the solar energy that's coming through, it would basically run the water treatment facility. So it gives the city more independence, gives everyone who's using water from the city of Wausau more independence and reliability. So right now it's being discussed quite a bit, and it's one of the capital projects that's being pushed and heavily proposed. It has to go through the finance committee, but there is a plan for it to be built over a two-year period of time. And right now it's more about watching the IRA rebate, right, which you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like that in by July of 2026, that might be pulled back. I'm not sure if you have any more recent knowledge of that, Jordan, but we're trying to at least get the project started in time for us to be able to. It would be about $1 million that we could get in the rebate.
And Jordan, it sounds as though this is just one area that within communities here in central Wisconsin that you're working with and working on. Could you maybe share a few of the different projects that you're looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. So as mentioned, we're based out of Amherst. We first opened our doors in Stevens Point, but now our headquarters is in Amherst. So we generally work about 90 minutes of home. We're fortunate enough to have a high volume of work that keeps us relatively close to home. Years ago, when I first got in the industry, we were traveling statewide as far north as Bayfield, Ashland, as far south as south of Madison, the Milwaukee area, so on and so forth. So a lot of our work keeps us close to home. We have a fair amount of projects over the years that we've done in the Wausau area, not only just a number of residential projects, but also, as Christine mentioned, for the Good News Project, we put in a system for Community Partners Campus on Grand Avenue a couple fall seasons ago. We're currently building a system for the Rib Mountain Wastewater Facility, and there's a number of other projects in the works as well. So there has been high interest in solar in the Wausau area for a long time. We've been fortunate enough to work on a few of them. And there's a lot of potential going forward, even looking at the wastewater facility for the city of Wausau next year. With regards to the IRA incentive, the 30% elective pay, the way to secure that, and really it's a contingency based on where equipment is sourced from, what's called FEOC or Foreign Entities of Concern, that's been identified through the budget bill in this administration earlier this year, is that if there is equipment sourced from places that are identified as FEOC, then the project would be ineligible for the 30% tax credit. So there are ways to qualify within that, making sure equipment source in the right places, and ultimately want to get it started before that the middle of next year. So all of that can happen. It sounds like it's a big project, so things want to get going to secure that incentive. Nonetheless, the solar industry, as long as I've been in it, has always done its best to source equipment from U.S. manufacturing. For many years, we had solar panels or modules that were assembled and manufactured here in the U.S., as well as solar inverters, our ground racking systems, roof racking systems, and a lot of the electrical equipment, even source assembled and or manufactured here in the States. I've never seen an industry try to align with U.S. manufacturing more than the solar industry has historically over the years, certainly more than other industries that you know we work with every day. And solar will continue to do that. I think there are good things that have come out of things like the budget bill, whereas we want to keep that focus. We hope that that same onus is put on other industries as well, and holding those industries accountable to bring things into U.S. manufacturing. We don't see that just yet. I think solar is sort of on the outside of it, and it's had a targets on it on its back since this administration has taken office. Nonetheless, the solar industry has and will continue to do its best to source things out of the U.S.
I guess the door's been opened a little bit, so let's walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there concern, whether through the governmental aspect of it with you, Christine, and the committee and the city of Wausau and other governmental entities, and also within the solar industry itself? I mean, Jordan, what we've heard, the rhetoric, and also beyond the rhetoric, the actual legislation, is there a reason to be worried that we're pushing backwards instead of pushing forwards when it comes to potential opportunities when it comes to alternative energy sources? I guess, let me start with you, Christine. Is there concern that, holy cow, we have these plans that we think would be really good for the community and our governmental entities? Is there worries that, holy cow, some opportunities are going to slip away now?
You know, I'm actually less worried right now. From my last two meetings that I've attended with the Sustainability Committee, it's been more and more positive in terms of, we think this is going to happen.
Yeah.
So if anything, I'm more positive, but I know there is this time crunch here that, you know, that things really have to start moving. So if there's any concern, it's about getting this done through all of the committees before it's too late.
And Jordan, generally for Northwind Solar, when you see the discussions that are going on, I imagine there's a little tension involved there.
Yeah, you know, to start the year and coming into April and the announcement of the budget bill and what is and isn't in it, certainly was jarring. It caused a certain level of anxiety and certainly worry as we thought about our business going forward, not only through this year, but forthcoming years. But I think since then, we've sort of gotten our feet under us. We've gotten a better understanding as to what the federal government is is requiring of our industry, and we share that same optimism. We're excited about the future. We have a lot of work through this year and into next year. There's plenty of potential as our country continues to electrify more. I think with some things with regards to incentives going away for homes and or businesses, you know, one thing that's kind of frustrating over the years is that we watch traditional fuel companies continue to receive significant tax incentives from the federal government in the form of billions and billions of dollars. So if you want to take it away from one energy sector, being clean energy, solar and wind, we should even that out across the board, and we'll see where the chips fall. Taxpayers are funding very profitable companies. They have for many, many decades. And it's a government that wants to continue to prop that up. Nonetheless, there's plenty of opportunity for companies like ours to be doing business as we look forward. And we're excited about that.
We will have a few more minutes with Jordan Kaiser and Christine Daniels at 8:22. So again, at 8:22 more, and we'll finish up this conversation. But we have an information update coming up next, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitel today from Wisconsin Rapids on 98.9 WXCO. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. Again, we're talking to Jordan Kaiser from Northwind Solar and Christine Daniels from the WASA Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee. Let's take another step back. We're talking again about the governmental entities. But again, for folks out there that are tuned in, and I think we kind of touched on this when we discussed earlier with you, Christine, about people who are thinking about trying to take those first steps to think about, hey, maybe there's some opportunities. So not just for the environment, but for personally, because again, in terms of energy costs and just doing the right thing, what are the first steps that maybe the average individual out there should be thinking about?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing to do is contact us at Northwind. You certainly can call us, but to expedite estimate packages and site visits and designs, things like that, is to log on to our website, which is northwindre.com. You can easily request an estimate by way of our website, and our sales team will get a hold of you to begin the process from there. We do a lot of work for folks free of charge. We don't ask for a dime until we're actually signing contracts. So whether it's for your home or business, we're going to kind of go to the extra mile to not only give you estimates and show you what might work for your building, but also find the best solution for your home or business. Because one thing we want to do is right size these systems to your home to fit your, not only how much energy you want to produce or thereby offset, but also to fit your budget. This can all be tailored to fit what you need. And again, we're all about finding the right solution for your home or business and installing a high performing quality solar power system.
Let me ask you a question that sort of, I think, broadens out your mission, because talking to you again before we went on the air and just hearing what you just said now, that that you do work with folks, it's not about, you know, once you get in there, you're going to lock the door and make sure you get that signed contract before all is said and done. But it seems like this is more than just, you know, trying to be a profit-based business, and that there is a calling for what you're doing. Where did this come from? I guess your thought process on how you got into this in the way that you have got into this, because obviously in some businesses, it's all about the bottom line, and there's nothing wrong, I think, you know, making sure a business is sustainable and all that, but this seems like it's more than that to you.
It really is. You know, our company started as a value-driven business, based and focused around and within our community of trying to provide clean energy solutions to really address climate change at a local level as best we could. And our focus always has been on quality installations. We were in the market far earlier than most companies we compete with. As mentioned earlier, we're over 18 years old. So we saw the market even before it got busy. Some days it was pretty quiet. We were waiting for the phone to ring. But that's really how we got our feet wet and cut our teeth and learned how to do things well and make a good business out of what we're doing. So it is really value-based and mission-focused on what we're trying to do on a larger level, but focusing that here locally. We have a lot of folks who are working to get within trades. So we have apprentice, journeyman, and master electricians on staff, certified installers. So when you come to work at Northwind, really the intent is to bring somebody through the doors and help them grow with the company and really make it a family atmosphere. So it's more than just about profit. While we need to be profitable to stay in business and be a company, it's not just that. There's a lot of values that we want aligned with how we do business.
And Christine, for those folks out there, again, who may be thinking about getting involved, you obviously got involved and you started the process. Mm-hmm. Can you maybe, you know, take yourself back to where the beginning, maybe what got you thinking in this direction, and then maybe something you found out in this process that maybe people should know about?
Sure. Well, first of all, I can just affirm that, you know, the way that they do that, you know, giving you as much information as possible before you're at that contract signing phase, it was a really positive experience for us. I do not like pushy salespeople. I'm like the last person who like jump on board with something like that.
You've told me a story or two about that.
But I never felt pushed. And I think it's because we're the ones who went to them and said, we want to learn more. And they helped that education process take place. And even to the point of where, you know, our board, of course, has to approve it because we have a board of directors. It's a nonprofit organization. And, you know, we asked Jordan if he would be willing to come to a board meeting just to answer questions, because there's still so much unknown and people not really understanding the process or why it's good for us, you know, from a financial perspective. And so he attended the board meeting and answered questions, and that gave us the confidence to be like, yeah, we want to do this. And we want to do it so much that we're going to add it to our capital campaign right now and get this paid for up front, right, with donation, with donor dollars, so that our organization can reap the benefits for the next 25, 30 years.
We got about 2 minutes to go. What are we missing in this discussion? Because there's so many levels, and probably could be talking for, you know, many, many more minutes. But unfortunately, we're limited here this morning. What else do we need to
know? This is what we need to know. If you're interested in the city of Wausau moving forward with solar, contact your alder persons that are representing you and let them know that this is important to you. Show up at city council meetings at the end of August, September. These are the important months right now to let your voice be heard so that people know that you want this.
And Jordan, I think one final thing, again, something you said to me before we started, that affordable energy is a right. You believe that, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, our lives run on energy. We need electricity to live, to do business, to go about our lives. And I believe it's a human right to have that be affordable for everybody. Electrical rates through the utility over the past decade have gone up nearly 30%. That's not fair to folks who may be on a budget and are trying to find ways to reduce costs in their lives. So I think solar is a great way for folks to explore locking in those variable costs long-term, making a good energy investment in their lives, and be more equitable in democratizing how we're using energy and living our lives in this society.
Fantastic. Again, very interesting stuff indeed. On our show notes, we'll put a link to your site so people who have more questions can reach out and learn more. Again, learn more. That's the thing. Like you said, you're not going to lock the door behind them and say you're not leaving for a contract to sign by. I think it's vitally important for us to learn more. And
educate yourself.
Exactly. But Jordan Kaiser, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Christine Daniels, a pleasure as always.
Yes, thank you.
The time is 8:29. Got an information update coming up, followed by more of Mornings with Pat Breitlow. Again, Pat live today from Wisconsin Rapids. That's straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning once again, everyone. The time is 8:53, currently 68 degrees under cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also with us is Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
Well, tonight from 6 till 8 p.m., make sure you all tune in. It is the return of the Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO. Hooray. Online as well. Yep, it's that time of year as we start off our coverage of high school athletics. We have the Big High School Sports Show during the fall and winter sports seasons. Yes, the fall sports season, even though we are still in the midst of summer. But tonight I will be joined by former Wausau West High School football coach Jason Foster. He is my co-host for the football season. We will talk about week one of the high school football season. We will look at the conferences that we keep an eye on here in Central Wisconsin, and also we have each week special guests. Every week we bring a area head coach and also an area student athlete. And tonight our coach guest will be from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School, Mike Krenz. He is the first year head coach of the Lincoln Red Raiders. He'll be with us in the first hour of the program, and then in hour number two, we'll be talking to DC Everest senior Xavier Edwards. He is a multi-sport athlete. He plays football, plays basketball, also on the track and field team. He is going to be playing college football and participating in track and field at the college level starting next year at Minnesota State Mankato. And we'll talk to him about a lot of different things as well. So, again, Mike Krenz from Wisconsin Rapids and Xavier Edwards from DC Everest, our guests tonight, 6 till 8 p.m., the Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Start of a busy few days of high school athletics because Indeed. Tomorrow and Friday we have high school football. And why do we do that? Because I tell you, I got a very long drive coming up on Friday. Ollie has a long drive over to Florence tomorrow.
Yep.
Why do we do this? And especially, you know, so many games.
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Absolutely.
And very proud to keep doing that. Well into the future.
Yep, but we need the support of our sponsors. And right now we're struggling a little bit. And I have to admit that some hard decisions will have to be made unless we are able to get a few sponsors. I mean, our sponsorship is right now not at the level it needs to be. And if you're somebody that appreciates our coverage of high school athletics, we would love to talk to you. Let you know there's different options. There's different ways to support.
That's right.
And we have flexible ideas, but the bottom line is, without the support of our advertisers and our listeners, we will not be able to continue this. And as I said, we're frankly at the point we're going to have to start making some very difficult decisions. And if you're somebody that would like to make sure that our coverage of high school athletics continues into the future, please contact us. You can reach out to us through our website, through an email or a message. You can send a message through our social media. You can reach out to me directly. So, again, if you're somebody that would be interested in just talking about the possibilities of sponsorship, please reach out. And, by the way, tomorrow, a twin bill, Wausau West, will be taking on Superior. I will be at Tom Field for that one. 6:30 pregame right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. On the Sports 2 stream, live at 6:40 tomorrow, it will be Newman Catholic and Florence. Again, that will be on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the West game on 98.9 WXCO. And then on Friday, we will have the Wausau East Lumberjacks in action at Westby. And we'll have coverage of that one starting at 6:40 for the pregame and 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. So that's all coming up. High school football, 3 games in the next 2 days here on 98.9 WXCO.
Very busy time.
Speaking of wins and losses, you are on quite a win streak here. Last week you did very well, and this week, what are you, 2-for-2 this week?
2-for-2. I got a chance to secure a successful week this week.
Well, you've already got a passing grade, so no sweat off your brow for that.
It's a good start.
And now today, if you get it right, you'll clinch a winning week and also keep that dream of a perfect week alive.
Oh, that would be nice.
All right, well, today's topic is radio.
Radio.
Very
awesome.
Yep. It's on this date, August the 20th of what year that the first commercial radio station, which is now WWJ in Detroit, began operation. The first commercial radio station that came into being on this date in what year?
All right.
Your choices are 1900, 1910, 1920.
1900, 1910, 1920.
Yep. So commercial radio station WWJ in Detroit hit the airwaves on August the 20th of what year? 1900, 1910, or 1920?
Okay. Gotta focus here. I'm gonna say
2 for 2 this week.
Yep. I'm gonna say the first radio station came around in 1910. I'm going to say 1910 is my final answer.
The first commercial radio station, WWJ in Detroit, came into being in 1920.
Oh, the 20s.
Yep, 1920. But you're still 2 for 3.
That's still pretty good.
You have to get that winning week tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Get it
yes,
right
I
tomorrow.
Do. Indeed.
All right, well, have a good rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chet. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
And we'll be back at 6 for the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.